Walk into any supermarket and shelves full of sugary drinks are an arm's reach away. Colorful packaging, relatively low prices, and marketing targeting kids make the sugar-sweetened concoctions affordable and appealing. Now, their effect can also be measured in pounds. One out of every four adults and high school schoolers is obese. Tomorrow, lawmakers will consider a resolution that will again test Hawaii's taste for sweet drinks that come with a surcharge. The resolution is supported by the Hawaii Public Health Institute. Trish LaChica is Policy and Advocacy Director there, and she joins us here now. Hi there.
Hey, hello. Thanks for having me.
We've had a couple of runs at this, the idea that, okay, people are going to drink sugary drinks in a state where we have a problem with obesity, where we have a problem with pediatric obesity and diabetes and prediabetes. Well, then there should be something there to support economic or to support the educational efforts to undercut the economic impact to our state. But they've been shot down. We even had one this time around that never made it into much of the session. It was just not even heard. What makes you think that this resolution is coming at a time where the legislature will be willing to at least consider it at the resolution level?
You're correct. In the past, I believe it's the third time now that sugary drink legislation has been introduced to put a fee or a surcharge on sugar sweetened beverages. Sugary drinks are a major contributor to added and unnecessary calories in our daily diets. I think the conversation has to start on soda consumption, on sugary beverage consumption, and how it impacts the health of Hawaii residents and children. Right now, healthcare costs are estimated on obesity-related expenditures are at $500 million in Hawaii. We have half the population that is overweight or obese, a little more than half of the population that has diabetes, including pre-diabetes. So this is also undiagnosed diabetes, where there are people who have higher rates of sugars in their body.
When we talk about sodas, there have been campaigns that say that for every can of soda that you drink, you're actually taking, ingesting in about 10, 12, was it teaspoons or tablespoons of
teaspoons.
Sugar? Teaspoons of sugar, right?
Correct.
And so that you really don't understand how much sugar is in it until you begin to break it down into that, into those levels. And then you have condiments and you have all kinds of other things too, but especially those things that contain liquid sugar. Why is liquid sugar more dangerous in terms of diabetes than, say, other things that you might consume that have sugar in it, including natural sugars?
Right. Liquid sugars are consumed more easily by the body and at a faster rate than natural sugars found in foods. So what happens, especially with constant repetition, is that your body is unable to process and break down these sugars. And if it taxes and overwhelms your liver, it could lead to diabetes. And this measure would look at putting a surcharge, a study that would look at putting a surcharge on added sugars, such as high fructose corn syrup, sugars that are added to drinks that contribute a large portion of your daily intake of calories. So this is a huge percent of calories that your body goes way beyond that your body can break down or burn.
So we're not just talking about some of the, the sugary concoctions that come out of, the soda fountain or that you get in a can, but you're also talking about things like what you may pick up every day from Starbucks or a Monster drink or any of those things that have been coming out lately. The waters that had added flavor and maybe a little bit of sugar in it too. Those things that we didn't have as much maybe even 5 or 10 years ago.
Right. Unfortunately, we're seeing a culture of sugary beverages. We're seeing very aggressive marketing, especially to children. We see new products such as energy drinks, sports drinks that have these added sugars in them. In fact, the calories in those drinks are way beyond the recommended amounts of sugar that your body can consume or, process in a day.
So what's that recommended amount, just to give some comparative value?
Right. So the American Heart Association recommends for women about 6 teaspoons of sugar, or about 100 calories. For men, it's 9 teaspoons or 150 calories.
So you drink a can of soda and you've blown it.
Right. Because this is... we often, when you walk into a store or a supermarket, the portion sizes are at least 12 to 16 ounces. If you go into a convenience store, you have them in
the
huge
super size.
Soda, super size, that unfortunately when you drink and consume liquid sugars, you don't get the feeling of fullness as you would with food. And so it would be easy to get a second serving, a third serving of sugary beverage.
Other municipalities have looked at the same issue. Certainly we've heard a lot about what happened in New York and different sizes that would be taxed differently. But in terms of very recent legislation, where can we point to where we can see someone else's doing exactly what you would like to see happen in Hawaii?
We're very excited to see progress happening at the national level. Although no state has passed it so far, there have been most recently 5 jurisdictions that placed it on the November ballot, and all 5 passed. So the fee ranges from a penny per ounce to 2 cents per ounce. From different Bay Area counties have them as 1 cent, so San Francisco, Oakland, Albany, and then we have it in Boulder, Colorado, which has 2 cents per ounce, and Philadelphia, which is 1.5 cents per ounce.
And anything that you expect to be coming up as you look across the nation in state legislatures?
I think half of the country is considering or proposing legislation around sugary drinks. Whether it's a fee, whether it's a warning label, the discussion is happening for this trend to be reversed.
And that's the conversation that you hope will be spurred by this resolution that the Ledge will be looking at tomorrow.
Correct. It's very, this measure is important because it provides at least the foundational data for them to look at potential revenues that can be raised that could go directly and benefit community health programs in obesity, diabetes, tooth decay.
Well, we'll see what they make of it tomorrow and if this actually does continue the conversation. Thanks for having the conversation with us this morning.
We hope so, too. Thank you, Beth.
Thanks so much for being here. Trish LaChica is the Policy and Advocacy Director for the Hawaii Public Health Institute. SCR 155 would examine the benefits of establishing a fee on sugary beverages and using the funds to support nutrition and physical activity schools, as well as other critically needed disease prevention efforts.